chapter 15, when the church awakes.
This appeared in notebook leaflets, Christian Experience, number 16. Prayer is needed in the home life, in the church life, in the missionary life. The efficiency of earnest prayer is but feebly understood. Were the church faithful in prayer, she would not be found remiss in so many things. For faithfulness in calling upon God will bring rich returns. When the church awakes to the sense of her holy calling, many more fervent and effective prayers will ascend to heaven for the Holy Spirit to point out the work and duty of God's people regarding the salvation of souls. We have a standing promise that God will draw near to every seeking soul. The church needs to be begotten again unto a lovely hope by the resurrection of Jesus from the dead to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away. 1 Peter 1, 3 and 4. When the church awakes to a sense of what must be done in our world, the members will have travail of soul for those who know not God and who in their spiritual ignorance cannot understand the truth for this time. Self-denial, self-sacrifice is to be woven into all our experience. We are to pray and watch unto prayer that there may be no inconsistency in our lives. We must not fail to show others that we understand that watching unto prayer means living our prayers before God, that He may answer them. The church will not retrograde while the members seek help from the throne of grace, that they may not fail to cooperate in the great work of saving the souls that are on the brink of ruin. The members of a church that is an active, working church will have a realization that they are wearing Christ's yoke and drawing with Him. The heavenly universe is waiting for consecrated channels through which God can communicate with His people and through them with the world. God will work through a consecrated, self-denying church, and He will reveal His Spirit in a visible and glorious manner, especially in this time when Satan is working in a masterly manner to deceive the souls of both ministers and people. If God's ministers will cooperate with Him, He will be with them in a remarkable manner, even as He was with His disciples of old. Will not the church awake to her responsibility? God is waiting to impart the spirit of the greatest missionary the world has ever known to those who will work with self-denial, self-sacrificing consecration. When God's people receive this spirit, power will go forth from them. Manuscript 59, 1898. The passive graces. The Lord permits circumstances to come that call for the exercise of the passive graces, which increase in purity and efficiency as we endeavor to give back to the Lord His own in tithes and offerings. You know something of what it means to pass through trials. These have given you the opportunity of trusting in God, of seeking Him in earnest prayer, that you may believe in Him and rely upon Him with simple faith. It is by suffering that our virtues are tested and our faith tried. It is in the day of trouble that we feel the preciousness of Jesus. You will be given opportunity to say, "Though He slay me, yet will I trust in Him." Job 13:15. Oh, it is so precious to think that opportunities are afforded us to confess our faith in the face of danger and amid sorrow, sickness, pain, and death. With us, everything depends on how we accept the Lord's terms. As is our spirit, so will be the moral result upon our future life and character. Each individual soul has victories to gain, but he must realize that he cannot have things just as he wants them. We are to observe carefully every lesson Christ has given throughout his life and teaching. He does not destroy. He improves whatever he touches. Letter 135, 1897. Humility and faith. In the work for this time, it is not money or talent or learning or eloquence that are needed so much as faith graced with humility. No opposition can prevail against truth presented in faith and humility by workers who are willingly bear toil and sacrifice and reproach for the Master's sake. We must be co-workers with Christ if we would see our efforts crowned with success. We must weep as he wept for those who will not weep for themselves, and plead as he pleaded for those who will not plead for themselves. Manuscript 24, 1903. A quick work. When divine power is combined with human effort, the work will spread like fire in the stubble. God will employ agencies whose origin man will be unable to discern. Angels will do a work which men might have had the blessing of accomplishing had they not neglected to answer the claims of God. The Review and Herald, December 15, 1885.